Stations. Well, we've heard and seen the headlines over the last few days. More and more people are falling ill with the flu, and they're calling it the worst season in Australia for probably more than 15 years. I've even read recently in the papers of people being vaccinated and still contracting the virus and being ill for days. It really does seem this is a real bad one. With more than 70,000 being struck down by the bug this year, I thought I'd have a quick chat with the Head of School of Public Health and Community Medicine at University of New South Wales, Professor Raina McIntyre, who's online now. Professor, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Look, the difference between a flu and a cold, I know it's a simple question. Is there a difference?
Yes, there is. So there's over about 90 viruses that cause head colds and coughs during winter, and flu is just one of them. Without testing, you can't actually tell with certainty, but generally the flu is much more severe. So if you've got high fever, if you're feeling so unwell that you can't get out of bed, if you're coughing, aches and pains, probably it's more likely to be flu, but without a test, you can't be certain.
Okay, the $64,000 question is, why seemingly are we getting worse in terms of colds and flu with every year that's been recently passing? It has been getting worse, though, hasn't it?
No, flu tends to cycle in severity, so every few years we get a bad season, and in between the seasons can be moderate or mild, and this year seems, as you said, to be quite a severe season. But that's the nature of flu. It just cycles between different levels of severity year by year.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Is it too late to get a flu shot?
No, it's never too late. The flu shot can protect you. So while there's still a lot of flu going on, if you haven't been vaccinated, it is worth getting vaccinated, especially if you've got risk factors.
We have read where people do get the flu shot but still get the flu. Is that normal?
Well, the flu vaccine is not a live virus vaccine. It's inactivated, which means it can't technically give you the flu, so the vaccine can't give you the flu. Occasionally, you can have the vaccine, and if the strain in the vaccine is not quite the same strain that's circulating in the community, you can get flu. But generally, you'd get a less severe illness than if you hadn't been vaccinated. However, as I said, there's over 90 different viruses circulating at the same time, so you could get any of those other viruses, and the flu vaccine won't protect against those. It'll only protect against flu. So without a test, you actually don't know if it's flu or something else.
Okay, so it seems to hit our elderly a lot worse than younger people. It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yes, that's always the case. Every year, the most severely affected are the older people as well as infants. So it's the extremes of age where we see the most impact in terms of serious illness and death.
I've spoken to professors lately about this antibiotic matter, and it seems that people are probably taking too many antibiotics or taking them more frequently these days, which in fact really disarms them in terms of our bodies. Are you on that as well?
Yeah, so often people, when they've got a cold or a flu, might come to the doctor and request an antibiotic. And doctors might feel pressured to give an antibiotic or to give something, whereas antibiotics only work against bacterial infections. So if you've got a viral infection like the flu, the antibiotics won't actually make any difference. So there is a lot of overuse of antibiotics, and that then drives resistance of antibiotics, makes them less useful.
Yes, okay. So the less we use them, the better off for us, unless, I suppose, if you really get to the crucial point where you have to do something, maybe employ the odd antibiotic, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes when you've got the flu, you can get pneumonia that's bacterial on top of it. So if that's the case, then you do need antibiotics.
Now, just very quickly, these gels, these antibacterial gels that are around, do they help stop the spread of the germs at all?
They do. So hand gels, but also just plain hand washing. So soap and water works just as well as hand gel. But if you haven't got access to running water, then hand gel will reduce the risk of getting infected because flu, like many other viruses, can be also contracted through contact. So if someone sneezes, you know, on a table or on a banister and you put your hand on it, you can get infected. So hand hygiene is really important to reduce the risk.
Yeah, just talking about sneezing, we saw all that stats and what happens when people sneeze over the last month or so. That's pretty scary stuff with the projectile and what it puts into the atmosphere and how far that area spreads when someone does sneeze and not cover their noses.
Yes, yeah, it's transmission of infection, especially in crowded places, on public transport, closed spaces. It's a real problem.
So,
which is why people should stay at home when they're sick.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if someone is really feeling woozy, it's best to just stay in bed and be done with it rather than head out, because you can infect other people. That's the whole idea, though, isn't it?
That's right. So if you're sick or if your child's sick, you know, keep your child at home, stay at home, don't go and infect other people.
Well done. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're really busy today, Rona, and look after yourself. No, you haven't got a cold, have you? Have you caught any of these flus and colds?
Not yet, touch wood.
Okay. Good luck to you. Thank you so much, Professor Rona McIntyre.